Chapter 6 The Class Trip.
It was the day of the class trip. Matt was very excited. He was keen to see the castle, but the trip had other advantages too. No school for a day, no school uniform, no school lunch, no Briggs, and all day with Linda. The doorbell rang.
Matt, Linda's here.
Coming, Gran,
said Matt, putting on his denim jacket over a red sweatshirt and jeans. He went downstairs.
Hi, Matt.
Linda was wearing a blue tracksuit and trainers.
Have you got your packed lunch?
She asked.
Here it is, Matt,
said his gran, giving him a plastic box.
Cheese sandwiches, crisps, an apple and a chocolate biscuit. Buy something to drink at the castle.
She gave him a pound.
Thanks, Gran.
Have a lovely day, you two.
His gran smiled.
Thanks, Mrs. Francis,
said Linda.
Matt,
she continued,
you can put your lunchbox in my rucksack.
Thanks. Okay, let's go. We mustn't miss the bus.
Duxbury Castle was an hour from Greenwood. The hour passed quickly, talking, listening to the radio, and watching the London suburbs become beautiful open countryside. The trees were a splendid mix of green, red and brown under a golden sun. A perfect English autumn day.
Look!
Cried Linda, pointing out of the window.
The castle! We're here!
It's great!
Said Matt.
I expected a total ruin.
No, Johnson. It's the best example of a 12th century castle in England.
It was Mr. Wells.
Listen, everybody. This is Duxbury Castle. It's an English heritage property, and there is a guided tour of 1 hour. You are divided into two groups. Surnames from A to J must go first at 11 o'clock. The second group, surnames K to Z, do the tour at midday. You must meet at the entrance 5 minutes before your tour starts. Now it's 10 o'clock, and you are free to look around the castle. Remember your project work and think of intelligent questions for the guide. Also remember that you are responsible for Greenwood School's reputation. You must be good. Enjoy your visit.
That was lucky,
said Matt.
We're in the same group.
I know. Come on, let's look around.
They went into the castle.
Mr. Wells was right,
said Matt.
It is in good condition.
Yes, if you close your eyes, you feel you're in the Middle Ages. I can imagine the castle full of brave knights and beautiful ladies,
said Linda dreamily.
Matt smiled.
You read too many fairy tales.
Oh, Matt, I can dream, can't I? Come on, it's time for our tour.
They started to run towards the entrance.
Matt! Linda! I know you're enthusiastic, but you mustn't run.
It was Mr. Wells again.
Sorry,
they said together.
I'll see you later,
he smiled. Matt noticed that he had his portable computer in its case.
Matt,
said Linda.
Did you hear? He called us with our first names.
Yes, that's strange. And why has he got his computer?
Who knows?
Laughed Linda.
I'm more interested in the mysteries of Duxbury Castle than the mysteries of Mr. Wells.